Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my beautiful co-host, Anita Stokes-Thomas. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat or read on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook, blogtalkradio.com, or my website, danschlossberg.net. Tonight, in the 333rd episode of Travel Itch Radio, we're going to try something a little different. Since it's August 1st and summer has a month to go, we've invited as our guest Rachel Linden, author of The Enlightenment of Bees, a great book that went on sale July 9th. She has lived, worked, and traveled in more than 50 countries, so she belongs on this show. Welcome, Rachel, to Travel Itch Radio.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome, Anita.
Yeah, we're delighted to have you, Rachel. So tell me, we know you are an international aid worker, but why don't you tell our listeners exactly what that means and how it led to the creation of your book?
Well, I have been working for 7 years with an international faith-based aid organization, mostly based in post-communist Europe. I spent 5 years living in beautiful Budapest and traveling all over the European nations, and I was overseeing the development of teams and programs, mostly in Europe, and then was working with women in trauma, and then started volunteering with refugees during the crisis in 2015.
Wow. And your book has a very unusual title. Would you explain what it means?
The Enlightenment of Bees. Well, in folklore,
yes,
bees represent wisdom. And my main character, Mia, grew up on a lavender farm on the Olympic Peninsula in the Pacific Northwest, where there are a lot of bees. And so when her entire life falls apart, she starts having dreams about bees that seem to be leading her on a new path in life.
Well, yeah, that's very, very interesting, because your main character, Mia, as you just mentioned, she really does seem to have this idyllic life. That is, until she loses her lover and her job and joins her roommate as a humanitarian on this venture that takes her from Hungary to India. By any chance, is Mia Rachel? Is it you?
Yes, Mia is. There are a lot of parts of the story that are very autobiographical.
Very
well,
true.
Your book is a novel, but was inspired by many of your travel experiences. Could you give us a few examples, since you did mention that it is somewhat autobiographical?
Yes, definitely. So I did some work in the slums of Mumbai, and it was my first time in India, and so it was really fun to be able to write the story through Mia's eyes. All the chaos and color and beauty and crazy traffic, all sorts of things, the otherness of it through her eyes. That was my experience as well. And then she ends up in the refugee camp on the border of Hungary where I was volunteering, the Roska refugee camp where I was volunteering during the refugee crisis. So I was able to put a lot of things that I had experienced, especially about travel and about being an expat or working in humanitarian aid. I got to put my experiences into her story, which was really fun.
Okay, I've got to ask you about Mumbai, because when I hear that name, I immediately think of the terrible terrorist attack that consumed several days. What is the time frame of your visit vis-a-vis that attack?
I was there a couple years before that, so it hadn't affected the city. It was pre the terrorist attack.
Okay. And Publishers Weekly had some glowing comments about your novel, and so did BookBub. In fact, it's been described as a feel-good book. Would you agree with that assessment?
I would. I would agree that it's feel good. It's a hopeful and empowering story, especially for women, about finding the sweet spot where what you love truly can help change the world. And all of the books I write talk about hope, courage, and connection, about strong women facing big challenges and triumphing. And this one is right in there with them.
Okay, we're going to get to your other books in a second. We're talking with Rachel Linden, author of The Enlightenment of Bees. Anita?
Yes, so Rachel, since you've written other books, is this your first novel, or where does it fall? And what are some of the other books that you have previously written?
So this is my, and The Enlightenment of Bees is my third novel. My first novel, Ascension of Larks, is set on San Juan Island in the Pacific Northwest, And it's about a globe-trotting photographer learning to embrace an unexpected life after loss. Then my second novel was called Becoming the Talbot Sisters, about estranged twin sisters who take an unexpected road trip across Central Europe and have to learn to be everyday brave in the face of big challenges.
Those all sound interesting and sounds like you may have some connection with those main characters too.
Everything is quite autobiographical, and it's wonderful to create these characters and be able to put them in these beautiful, exotic, fascinating places, especially ones where people might not have been able to travel. Central Europe is not a terribly written about place, but is an amazing place with rich culture and history. And then San Juan Island is also a very special place in the Pacific Northwest, but not a ton of people have been able to travel there. So I love to be able to put these very special, interesting places in. So all of my books have travel and food and second chances at love and how to make a difference in the world, social justice issues involving women, and about people finding their place in the world and finding home.
Well, I can tell you that the San Juan Islands are top of my list of places that I want to visit. So I'm trying to move it into reality. I'm off of the list.
Oh, you have to. And you have to come in the summer because that's when the orcas are there. It's really special.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds great. So what are some of the challenges, though, that you face, Rachel, as both an international aid worker as well as an author?
Well, I think there's always a feeling that there's so much need in the world and that you as one person can never do enough. It often feels like throwing a teaspoon into an ocean full of need, but I know that I still need to throw my teaspoon in because it will help somebody. And the more I do international aid work, the more I am writing novels, the more I realize that everything is based on relationship, and through relationships we can affect remarkable change.
Yeah, that's a great way to look at it. And well, tell us then a little bit then of what your thoughts are about the international refugee crisis, because there definitely seems to be one. So where is it most critical in your opinion?
Well, I think we're seeing it still happening in Europe, and we're seeing it happening along our own U.S. border in the South. And it is. It's a remarkable time and a really difficult time for so many people seeking safety from difficult and violent situations. And I think what I've experienced, what I've seen, and what I'm noticing is that there just isn't enough of an infrastructure in place to care humanely for people in crisis. So we're needing housing and food and psychological care and a way to treat people with dignity to give them hope in the midst of really tragic and difficult life circumstances. And that's what I saw working in the refugee camp. It was just a turnip field on the border of Serbia and Hungary, and we would meet people as they came up the train tracks and give them food and give them water and basic medical care and clothing and talk to them. But really it was all about people to people, relational interaction, treating people with dignity and respect and kindness in the midst of really difficult situations in their lives.
We're talking with Rachel Linden, author, traveler, international aid worker, and journalist. Rachel, of the 50-plus countries you have visited, which ones did you enjoy most and which ones were the most difficult?
Well, I have a special fondness for Europe since I got to live there for 7 years. So Slovenia is a personal favorite. It is gorgeous, great food, great wine. They're very ecologically friendly and sensitive, just lovely. And it's not super well known yet, so I love going to Slovenia. I also love Italy. My father's family is from there, so I have a special soft spot for Italy. But almost any country in Europe has just remarkable things, remarkable beauty, remarkable culture, great food. And then outside of Europe, I absolutely love Thailand and Korea. I have so enjoyed my time in both of those countries. And then in terms of challenge, honestly, India was probably the most challenging. I'm allergic to curry, so that can make it a little bit tricky in India.
Yes.
Well, since we are a travel show, would you tell our listeners how you got from place to place? Plane, train, car, horse, rickshaw, you probably tried them all.
I have tried all of them. You forgot to mention overloaded canoe in a swollen river in Fiji in the jungle. I have been on the top.
Imagine in India that you're on some of those trains where the people sit sat on the roof and the animals were inside?
Those are where you take your life into your hands. Do you think?
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Once again, we're talking with Rachel Linden, author of The Enlightenment of Bees. And listeners, you are listening to Travel Itch Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Anita Stokes Thomas. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travel Itch Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Anita?
Rachel, I'm really loving all of your stories and all the places where you've been. And after hearing you talk, the obvious question is, how did you become an international aid worker? And also, how could any of our Travel Itch Radio listeners follow in your footsteps, in your amazing footsteps, by the way?
Oh, thank you, Anita. You know, I always knew that I wanted to do something overseas that helped people. And so I ended up going to graduate school and getting an international degree in international work. And then I joined this international faith-based aid organization. I did some training in England and in Turkey and overseas and started my work with them. But I think anybody that's wanting to do something to help, there are so many good programs. And they're everything from a week building houses for people in need in poorer countries to, you know, doing a year or 2 years or a lifetime of service. So there are a lot of great opportunities. And anything that you love to do, I guarantee that there's a place where somebody can help you help people while you're doing the thing that you love.
You know, as Americans, we always wonder whether the aid we dispense is actually reaching people in need and helping them. And I know there's a reference in your book to mini skirts and sheer blouses ticketed to conservative Muslim women. Your thoughts?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I think, you know, I have been working in international aid for a lot of were great ideas, but in practicality didn't make the kind of impact that people were hoping they would make. So I think that's really a reality. A lot of there's so much goodwill and so much money. Impact is not particularly helpful or effective. So I think, and that did happen. I was in the refugee camp and volunteering, and this load of clothes came in from Spain that had been donated, but when they were crossing the mountains, the truck had leaked, and so all the clothes were sopping wet, and we were in a turnip field. There was no electricity to dry them, and clothes terminated, but we gave them to refugees, and then as we were sorting through them, I was pulling out, like, gold glitter mini skirts and stiletto heels and things that had given, I'm sure, with a great amount of care, but were extremely ill for very conservative populations coming up from places like Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, not things that you would give to refugees and not things you give to, you know, more conservative populations. So I just remember sorting through those clothes thinking, gosh, this is such a waste, so much goodwill and good intentions, but it didn't really net anything. So I think that that happens a lot.
Okay, Rachel, I've got to stop you here. We're having an issue with Blog Talk Radio. It's going to cut us off in 60 seconds. And also, you're breaking up a little bit on your cell. So we're going to have to reschedule you, but I will get with you right away as soon as the show ends. But it's going to end right away. So I want to tell our listeners that next week we're going to talk about Hotel Sophia from San Diego with John McLean. And I apologize for this issue, but this happened once before, and I really apologize. It's great talking with you. Her book is The Enlightenment of Bees, and Rachel Linden is our special guest tonight. And I'm sorry this show is ending early, but we're going to get cut off in just a few seconds. So thank you and good night. Huh.